got a brand new way for you to end your day. New show, new podcast. It's K-Rock 955's Tim and Jess.
Tim, I know this next story is going to be hard for you to talk about because of your fears.
I don't have fears. I have truths. Mm-hmm. And the truth behind this is that it's very fear-inducing.
Yeah. Look, we're getting to the end of the swooping season.
Yep.
Where the magpies are out in full force. And one Australian influencer has actually been out on just a casual walk.
I read the headline. It's like I was just out on a hot girl walk.
Yes.
And I was like, I want to sympathize with you, honey. This is not a great start to your story.
Hot girl walks, Tim.
We'll
do it.
We'll take them. Yeah, fair enough.
Everyone goes out for their hot girl walk every day. Make sure that, you know, you're hydrated, you're exercising,
you're hot. You know, super attractive.
And as she was out on her hot girl walk, a magpie swoops down as she's filming herself. So she's got this on film. And the still that I showed you, Tim, I want you to describe what I showed you.
The beaks in her eye. It's
just
messed
pecked
up.
Her eye.
Like, it's in there,
yeah,
mate. It's in the eye socket.
It was in there.
Can you put a photo up on the Instagram story?
I will.
Geelong?
They are getting more aggressive, I think.
I haven't been swooped in a couple of years, touch wood. You've only been swooped once before. And you're always like, I don't understand the big deal with it.
It didn't get as close as that.
No.
It got close to me.
So it didn't touch you?
It didn't touch me,
right.
Thankfully. But
getting swooped can make you do seriously dumb things. I still remember it to this day. I was like 11 years old, riding my bike. A magpie started swooping me. And my fight or flight instinct, you don't fight a magpie because you're not going to win that fight. So I'm on my bike and now I'm just pedaling faster than I've ever pedaled in my life. The direction, I've got no idea. I just go straight into a fence because I was like, this is a better outcome than continuing on the current path that I'm in. I don't remember much after that. I think I had a concussion, but from what I can recall, it was terrifying.
And this is what I want to talk about on 52232955. Have you been swooped?
Yep.
How bad was it?
Swooping stories. Is there a magpie currently,
harassing you?
Harassing you.
Have you had to change your route because of one particularly vivacious magpie?
Vivacious? Is that? Do I have a different understanding of that word? Is vivacious like a bit sexy?
It is not a bit sexy.
It's like squawk. Squawk. Squawk.
Okay.
I think I need to look at what vivacious means. It seems way more sexy than I'm thinking. 5, 2, 2, 2.
I thought it was just like boisterous.
No, I think it's like voluptuous.
That's not what I meant.
I'm going to vomit into my young's mouth so they can eat. 52232955. Give us a call. Tell us about your swooping stories. However sexy they are. Oh, gross. Our favourite American, William in Lara. Coming to Australia, getting swooped by magpies, I imagine that was pretty exciting for you, mate.
Yeah, I got to see it happen, but it never really happened to me.
Okay, well, that's
it
good.
It was planned out that we were in Serendip Sanctuary, and we were in the kangaroo enclosure, and my wife and I were sticking to the path, but there were some people that would cut across, and there was just this magpie that was just absolutely going insane for everybody.
Right.
And Emily was the one that pointed out to me that, look, there's a nest right on the ground.
That's what they're doing. They're protecting their family.
Yeah, everybody kept coming across. They weren't sticking to the path. My wife and I were the only ones stuck to the path with our son, and this bird was just dive bombing like a B-52 bomber.
They're so aggressive.
Everybody. Yeah.
Maybe you're just good luck, William. Maybe the birds see you and they go, nah, that's William.
Nah,
leave him
guy.
Alone.
He's not on the path, so we like that. We've got Melissa from Moolap on the phone.
Tim, Melissa did something very similar to you when she was 8 years old.
Yeah, I did. I rode my bike into a fence because I was just panicking and I thought a concussion might save me. Melissa, what happened when you were younger?
It looked very similar. I sort of panicked. A magpie hit me in the head, so I was a bit dazed. And I decided that jumping over the back fence would get me out of the way of the magpie, not thinking that it actually flies. and then not actually contemplating that one side of a fence is actually palings and the other one isn't. So I've dropped on the other side, broke my arm.
Oh.
And so I had a sore head because it still got me and a broken arm.
Oh, Melissa, that sounds terrible. And
it was just back up in the tree. Just
they do. They laugh.
It still haunts me. It still haunts me. But I have a friendly family that I feed now. So that was my rationale.
That's the
thing. I feed them. And they don't hurt me.
No, my father-in-law has what can only be described as a full-blown gang of magpies that he feeds.
God.
So much so that when we visit, we have to put our dog inside during feeding hours.
Oh, my God.
So that the magpies don't get hurt. I was like,
see, that's getting out of control.
The magpies, what about me? I don't want to get swooped, Kim.
Well, Tim, Mel from Lara, she's not a flighter. She's a fighter.
Okay.
Right, Mel?
You took him on.
I did. When I was a kid and we'd go to the local park where, you know, you hang out, you ride your bikes and you play on the swings and whatever else. Well, this new group of magpies decided to nest in our area. So we were seeing kids beforehand and they were getting swooped and we were laughing and, you know, as you do because they're, you're laughing. And then, then this magpie turned to me and thought, oh, well, this silly girl's laughing a bit too much, so I'll turn on her. Well, it started coming at me and I thought, oh, crap, no, I'm not putting up with this. So I picked up a stick and my stick had like a branch and leaves and stuff all over it. So I swung it at the bird, hit the bird, and it hit the ground and I've gone, oh, yeah, to myself going, oh, yeah, great, yeah. I hit the bird. Next minute, it's turned around and come at me like a black freight train.
Like the Undertaker.
And I've just gone, oh, no. Oh, what do I do? And then I've just whacked the bird again. Hit the bird. I'm running away, waving my arms around going,
you know, the thing is, Mel, I don't know if it's just me. I've never seen a dead magpie.
Nope.
It doesn't seem like they go down for that easy.
Mel, that magpie's probably still coming after you. Whistling the way
home, listening to something. All you, all drive, all week long. It's Tim and Jess, K-Rock 955. Direct from krock.com.au, the latest news, the latest fashion. This is what's trending.
Tim, know that it's getting to that pointy end of the year, only 1 month to go.
Yeah.
And that means
December's this week.
We're going to start seeing the big lists of the year, the big things of the year. And Macquarie Dictionary have gotten in early.
Good.
They've announced the 2023 word of the year.
Right. So we're late in the game. What word stood out to me today? If this is trending news.
Yep.
Chuggy was last year, so it couldn't be Chuggy.
Nah, I don't think anyone's saying Chuggy.
Was Bachelor's Handbag the word of the year last year?
That was the word of the year last year.
Okay.
Yeah.
Has it got a second run? Has it gone back to back?
No, it hasn't. It's a bit cheeky of Macquarie Dictionary to choose this because it's technically two words.
Well, Bachelor's Handbag was two.
Yeah.
Is it? Jess. Is it Cozzy Lives?
It's Cozzy Lives!
Okay. Cost of living shortened to Cozzy Lives.
Cozzy Lives has been chosen as the Macquarie Dictionary 2023 Word of the Year, which means it's in the Macquarie Dictionary officially.
How big can this book get?
And yeah, it's a colloquial noun for cost of living.
What
obviously everyone's using. Everyone's saying Cozzy Lives, and you're welcome.
It was like last year. Well, at least this year I had heard of Cozzy Lives.
Yeah,
but last
I'd never heard of Bachelor's
Handbag.
Handbag
came. It sounds like a naughty thing you do in some alone time.
Yeah,
like,
gave her the old Bachelor's Handbag.
Okay, whoa. Jessica, stop. I was hinting at it. You didn't have to paint the full picture. Well, is that it? They've just gone, this is the word of the year. There's not like, oh, here was some close runners up.
Apparently the phrase generative AI took out the People's Choice Award. I guess people are trying to, are talking
People's
a lot about
Choice Award.
AI. So that was also on the list. But no, Cozzy Lives took it out. That's the clear winner.
Well, they're hurting us all. So I imagine dictionaries cost more now than they have ever. So Cozzy Lives is hitting Cozzy Lives.
I've seen a dictionary on the shelf for a while, but I've...
No, Jess, can I just say, nobody's shocked by that. Hearing you speak sometimes. You just get so excited that you want to speak and words just...
Sometimes they just fall out of my brain. Yeah. Yep. Anyway, Cozzy Lives.
There we
go. It's affecting us all.
It's in the dictionary now, so
if you
want
to check out that full story and everything else that's trending, you can head to krock.com.au.
It's Tim and Jess. K-Rock 955.
Yesterday it was announced that there was a big supermarket chain that sent around an email about Christmas gifts this year.
Yep.
Often businesses, especially big businesses, will do one big Christmas gift.
Everyone gets the same thing.
Everyone gets the same item. In the past, you know, we've been given Christmas gifts in the office. Mm. At K-Rock, we actually do a KK gift exchange.
Yes.
Because it's a much smaller team.
Yeah, and it's an affordable limit. Last year I got an Essendon-dressed garden gnome.
Amazing.
His name's Jimmy. He's in my garden. James Heard.
Of course. Of course, naturally.
And he looks after the pumpkins at the moment, so you leave Jimmy alone.
Well, this supermarket chain, a lot of people are a bit fired up about the gift that they've decided to give to their employees. They've got, I think, somewhere over 100,000 employees nationwide.
A lot of people.
And they've decided they're going to do stainless steel reusable drink bottles with the company branding on it. And you can write your name on that drink bottle as well.
What do you mean you can write, like, just with a pen?
Yep. They said personalized drink bottles, but what they've done is left a space for you to write.
With, like, a Sharpie.
With your name with a Sharpie. Yeah. And a lot of people saying, hey, what?
I mean, a drink bottle, I hate stainless steel, you know,
yep.
Better for the environment. It's good to drink lots of water. You've got a stainless steel
water
bottle, Jess.
I do have
a
water bottle.
You personalised it with your own stickers?
A lot of people, team members, are saying that they're disappointed. One team member in particular saying, I have my own water bottle. I don't need this piece of crap.
That's just a bit ungrateful, isn't it?
Very ungrateful, Tim. But this supermarket chain has said that they're not just offering the drink bottle. The drink bottle's just an extra gift.
That's the sexy side piece.
Right? They're saying that they're offering team member discounts in the store throughout December and January, and also increased discounts on exclusive liquor brands, as well as extra points
for their
employees.
I tell you what, I wouldn't mind that. Like, if I worked at this supermarket chain, it was like, oh, $300 for groceries today. Actually, no, it's only $180 because I got to use a massive discount. That'd be fantastic.
But I can see why these employees are going, drink bottle?
Yeah.
Really? Could give me a gift card.
I tell you what, it's really tough. Like, we started only a couple of months before Christmas last year. I actually got Will from the newsroom. I know we've had him on the show a lot today.
Yeah.
And all I knew was that he liked going outside and barracked for the Western Bulldogs. So I got him a hat with the Western Bulldogs retro logo on it.
And he loved it.
And he did.
I've seen him wear it twice.
But if you don't know the person that you're getting, sometimes you can get
Secret Santa can be hard.
I got,
if you have 100,000 employees, it's hard to pick a gift that everyone's going to like.
The one that I got 2 years ago that I can remember is that it was like a fun toilet roll and every sheet had like a different game on it.
Oh.
So you could be like, well, I'm pooing.
Something to do in the toilet.
Something to do. I've never used it. I gave it to my dad. He's never used it. 5223295. Staff and work Christmas gifts, whether it's from the company or whether it's from just like a KK, like what Jess was saying. Tell us the worst of the worst.
The worst ones that you received where you've gone, you know what, honestly, it would have been better if you got me nothing.
Brendan from Wyndham Vale has given us a call. Brendan, have you received, like, we want to hear the worst of the worst staff Christmas presents. Tell us.
Yeah, g'day, Tim and Jess. How you going?
Yeah, we're going all right. You know, trying to stay positive in this water bottle world of ours.
That's good. This is going back about 20 years ago, actually, but it just triggered my memory when I was listening to you guys before. I remember we got at a company Christmas do a block of chocolate each, which at the time I thought, yeah, chocolate's good, so it's not too bad. A $3 block of chocolate would have been at the time. But then the person, my work colleague next to me, goes, this is compound chocolate. And I said to them, what the hell's compound chocolate? And they said compound chocolate is cooking chocolate.
Yeah, you can't just have a nosh on that.
You can, but it gives you...
The person organising the Christmas presents, they got us all a block of cooking chocolate.
Yeah. You learn the hard way you can't eat too much of that cooking chocolate without your tummy starting to churn. That's
I'm being 18 years old. Yeah. I didn't cook, so it was bloody useless for me.
Well, Brendan, that's...
Hey, Mum, Merry Christmas.
Yeah. I believe we've got Lucy in Lethbridge. Lucy, what's a bad Christmas present you got at work?
I definitely can't beat the last guy with the cooking chocolate. But it was at a quite large company. And they like to do the same thing, put their brand on everything.
Sure.
And it was, you know, the poles, the totem tennis or whatever it is.
That's so cool. you didn't like that?
Well, you know, if you don't have children, it's kind of useless.
Well, have you still got it? Let's go find the park and we'll stab it in, have a go.
Well, you know what? You know what's funny? I do. I do have children now. Okay. And I do actually still have it.
Yeah. You don't need to have children to enjoy a totem tennis,
no, Lucy.
We whip one out with my brother and sister every year. We're well into our 30s. And and I tell you what, the harder you hit that thing, the harder it is to hit it back.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a slow burn.
It's just more of a bizarre thing to receive. It's like, okay.
Especially to put
the
company branding on it.
No, I like it. It's a giant Jenga with like a Woolies logo on it. That'll go down well with the family.
You've got a brand new way to drive home. It's Tim and Jess. K-Rock 955.
Jess, health. It's a good thing, right? Mm-hmm. We all want to be healthy, living in good health.
Trying my best.
Yep. Living long, that's what we all strive for. And would you say there are things in your life where, as human beings, we should go, all right, we should avoid things that cause severe, issues to our health, like binge drinking, smoking, doing things that you shouldn't be doing, it's
not good. What they say, Tim? A bag of Cheetos a day keeps the doctor away.
You are the only adult I know that eats Flaming Hot Cheetos on the... You've got a bag in the studio. Pick it up and rustle it. I don't even know 10-year-olds that eat those snacks, Jess.
Because they're spicy.
Yes, we should keep them away. They're looking after their
health. They're not for children.
Okay. Now, a new study has been done by the University of Adelaide, and it has revealed that renting could be as bad for your health as smoking.
What do you mean?
Just the stresses of renting.
Oh, geez.
Whether it's looking for a rental, staying in a rental.
Yeah.
It is aging people faster than owning a home. So if you're renting somewhere, you're aging faster. So, Jess, you own a home.
Yeah.
You're aging slower than me, who is renting.
Oh, I'm still renting, though.
Yeah. Well, you're doing both.
Yeah.
Does that cancel it out?
Maybe it does.
Because you have the stresses of renting, but also the organic lifestyle of owner. What are your main stresses with renting?
Well, I just got a rental increase notice. My rent doesn't end, my current period doesn't end until February.
Mm-hmm.
And it is November.
Okay.
And we've already re-signed our lease because the fear... Of having to move again.
Yeah. As someone who is having to move in... the next week and a half because the rental I'm currently in, they're going to renovate it. So that's nothing that they can really do about it. It's their place. They can do it. Finding a place before Christmas. I told you, I was with a child. I was pre-stressed. I wasn't stressed, but I was stressed that I was going to get stressed. And essentially the study is saying that it's aging people that are renting more. But there is a happy story in the idea that say you give up smoking in a smoking campaign, you can recover. So if you stop renting, you can be aging slower. Just
what
stop.
You're saying is just have money, buy a house.
Well,
easy.
I'm not saying it. I'm just passing it on.
It's so easy, Tim.
But yeah, I do hear it.
Oh, you're stressed because you don't have money.
Yeah.
Oh, just get some money.
Just get a lot of it so that,
Just have money already. Why don't you have money right now?
I've been reading through this study and what I find interesting is they keep bringing it back to it's like aging you kind of like smoking. And I would love to see those really graphic ads. You see them for like to stop smoking and it's like someone's hard or someone that's really, got the... But it's renting. It's like, then they've got a nicotine patch on. It's like, I've been renting for 30 years. My mum said don't do it, but, things just got out of hand. I'm Gary, and I've been a renter since 1982. Send help.
Just a picture of you holding a box. I've been a renter for 12 years, and I just had to move out of my house last week. You can do it too.
Absolutely. I think we need to put warning labels on renting as well. So it's like for lease, also bad for your health, you old bastard.
Just get money.
All new, all drive, all week long. It's Tim and Jess, K-Rock 955.
Spell my name, something multicultural, something that's a mouthful. Baby, spell my name,
spell my name.
We think we can guess. answered. If not, we'll be stressing. Let us spell your name.
Yes, 52232955. If you've got a name, we are going to spell it.
We love giving people the opportunity to hear the genuine thrill. If anything, we should get an audio package for the end of the year of people being surprised.
It would just sound like this. Oh.
Yes.
Oh.
What was the name last week that I was even surprised I spelled? It was a crazy name. We were on the road, so it was all over the place.
I don't even know where that piece of paper is that I wrote it down on.
30 different, you know, syllables in it. But we're offering you the thrill of hearing your name spelled correctly, maybe for the first time in a long time. Already got to 82 names, achieved our goal for the year.
Well done.
Let's hit 100, hey?
Yeah.
We've still got 4 weeks left of the show.
This first one's going to be difficult, Tim. We've got Sean from Cryo.
Sean,
this is...
Hi, guys.
Your name is one of the reasons we started playing Spell My Name many, many years ago now.
Sean is a game within a game for Spell My Name. So obviously, like, when people call up and their name's like Gary or whatever, we go, all right, Gary. But Sean has so many options. We actually play a game called Sean or Sean. So
because one time, some bloke called up and he spelt Sean S-H-O-R-N.
Like a
and
sheep.
We had never heard of that spelling before. But Sean, you said to me, you gave me a challenge off the air. You said 9 out of 10 times, my name gets spelt incorrectly.
Okay.
Okay.
I think, Sean, you sound like to me an S-H-A-W-N.
Incorrect.
Okay.
Tim, Sean stayed very quiet when I mentioned the other spelling of Sean.
Go for it. Hit him. Hit him with some justice.
S-H-O-R-N.
Incorrect.
Oh! You played a Sean. All right, so it's Sean or Sean with an A-U-N. What are we talking here, Sean?
A-U-N.
A-U-N. See, that's my default, Sean, because my cousin who was my age growing up, he was S-H-A-U-N. But then I was like knocked over when I found out that S-E-A-N is the more common
that
Sean.
That was also my default, Sean, because I had a friend at primary school named Sean Delahunty. So.
All right, well, let's not full name him. Sean Delahunty, is it you?
No, it's not me.
Okay, well, Sean, call up in a couple of weeks. We'll have forgotten all about this, and you can probably trick us one more time. Noreen from Armstrong Creek, you want us to spell your daughter's name. What is it?
It's Maeve.
Oh, no. Maeve. Is this an Irish name?
Yes, it is. You failed to spell my other daughter's name as well, so I don't see how you go here.
Hang on, wait. Are your daughters in the car with you?
No, they're not.
Oh, thank God.
We hate disappointing kids to their face. Okay, I'm going to go with M-A-E-V-E.
No.
Now, from memory, I've got some Irish heritage.
Oh, here we go.
This is a kit and caboodle, this one.
Not just the pale skin.
This might sound wild.
Here we go.
Is it M-A-I-B-D-G-H?
B-D-G-H.
No.
How would you even say?
Maybe I'm thinking of... No, but it's like proper Gaelic.
Right.
Doesn't sound how it looks. How do we spell Maeve?
So it's M-E-A-B-H.
B-H.
B-H.
So this is where the B's and the D's they come out of nowhere. So what's your other daughter's name, Noreen?
It was Thea.
Thea.
Thea, yeah.
T-H-E-A?
No. Thea.
Sia.
For Freddie.
F.
Yeah.
Thea. Oh, my God, my ears.
F-I-A-H.
Also close. Oh. F-I-A-D-H.
D. Oh. Jess, never forget the D.
Yes.
The D.
Damn it.
Noreen, I imagine, is there some Irish heritage in your family?
Yeah, there is. My parents and my husband are all Irish. But I'm pregnant with number 3, so I'll call back after Christmas.
All right.
Boy
please,
spelling.
Please do,
Looking
Noreen.
Looking forward to meeting little Siobhan.
All thanks, guys. You're the best. Good bunny.
New show, new podcast. It's K-Rock 955's Tim and Jess.